Jason, could you just talk about some of the good and the bad out of a 2-2 start?
Well, probably like for most teams around the league, there's some good and there's some bad, and there's some stuff that you know we like that we want to build on. Some stuff we got to get corrected. We had a good win against the Giants in Week 1, division rival, hard-fought battle. Thought we played certainly well enough to win that game. Disappointing loss in Denver the next week, and then came back and had a good win in Arizona on Monday night, where we came back in the ball game, and then got off to a really good start last week against the Rams and just didn't sustain it and didn't do enough to win the ball game. So obviously, when you're 2-2, there's some inconsistency there that you want to get rectified as you move forward. And again, some good stuff and some stuff we certainly have to get corrected.
In your win over Arizona, how important was Dax, diving into the end zone to ignite your team? And are there things you still have to do with a young quarterback to, get him in the rhythm of a game to get your offense going?
Well, I thought that was a big play for us in the game. I don't know if you saw the game. We had some early struggles offensively. Just didn't run a lot of plays. They were on the field a lot, and we had a couple of three and outs early, and really didn't run a lot of plays until the second part of the second quarter. And for us to be able to cash in on that drive was big. And like you said, it really got us going. Played much better in the second half on offense and got a lot of stops on defense. So, his ability to run the football on stuff that's on runs that are designed, as well as when plays break down, has certainly been instrumental to our success offensively since he's been our quarterback.
Jason, do you think you'll have Sean Lee back, and how important is he to your defense?
Well, Sean didn't practice today. He worked on the side. So we'll just see how he feels as the week progresses. He says he feels better than he felt last week at this time. So we'll take his situation day by day. In regards to how valuable he is, he's clearly one of our best players and a leader on defense, really, really productive player for us on defense. Does a great job helping everybody get lined up and makes the adjustments and the guys follow him. But he's certainly been a very productive player for us and a very good player. But, that's the nature of the NFL. Sometimes guys are on the lineup. You got to put the next guy in there and keep going.
Speaking of that, Jason, what's the first 4 weeks managing the first 4 weeks been like for you guys? You've obviously had some injuries, suspensions, things like that. How hard has it been to manage all of that these first 4 weeks?
Well, again, like every team in the league, you're going to have guys who are in the lineup and out of the lineup for a variety of reasons. And, hopefully you've built your roster in such a way where you can just put the next guy in and have confidence in that guy. The nature of the NFL is that, sometimes it's hard to have experienced veteran backups at every position. So when guys go out, hopefully you have an experienced guy that you like or a young guy that you're excited about who gets the first opportunity to play. And that's just really how you have to handle it. And that's how we handle it, and that's how probably most teams in the league handle it. You put them in, you try to put them in a situation where they can have success and you keep going.
Have you found out about some things about some players you maybe didn't know?
Well, you evaluate players really every minute of every day and everything that they do. But there's no better environment to evaluate them than the game. And so we've had some young players go in there and play in regular season games the first month of the season. And you do get a chance to see them perform, but also see how they respond, to success and how they respond to some adversity, because that's inevitable in this game. And I think our young guys have done a nice job of that for the most part.
Jason, how have you seen Dak adjust in his second year as defenses around the league have kind of adjusted to him?
Well, I think the biggest thing for him is to stay focused on himself and what he needs to do to execute plays for us. And that's really where his concentration was all last year, and it continues to be there. Obviously, there was a lot of film on him last year as the season went on, and people saw the style of offense that we were playing. He just handled those situations really well. I think he handled the offseason really well, working on different things in his game where he thought he could get better, and then part of the season. Again, there's no experience like experience in a game, and he's still a young quarterback, does not have that many starts under his belt. So he, like everybody, is learning every week. And one of the great things about him is, regardless of what the result is, you win the game, you lose the game, and he's very objective in evaluating himself and what we need to do to get better. And he's got a great approach, got a great poise and composure, and he comes to work with a great attitude every day. And it's infectious and contagious around our team.
What have you learned about Jalen Smith thus far? I know he leads the league in, or leads your team in tackles, but how's he done?
You know, I don't know if you guys know his story, but it's an amazing story coming back from a very severe knee injury at Notre Dame. And, you know, we drafted him in the second round, and he was out all last year, and he's really worked very hard to come back and did a great job with his rehab and what he needed to do in the offseason to get himself ready to play. And played a little bit in the preseason for us, and then has done a really good job, again, this first month of the season. You know, we wanted to gradually amp up his reps as the season went on, but, you know, with Sean's injury, he's had to play a lot of football in a short period of time, has handled it well. You know, he, like all football players, has not been perfect, and you learn from the different experiences you have. He's got a great approach, and he comes to work every day, and he's getting better and better.
Jason, in a week like this, is what happened last January part of the conversation with the players at all, or is it not part of the conversation?
Well, you know, we certainly go back as a staff and we watch that game like you would with any team that you've played in the past. You know, you try to get a feel for what they were doing and maybe what they were thinking and, you know, what we were doing and what we were thinking in formulating the game plan. You don't overly rely on it because, you know, our team is different, their team is different from a personnel standpoint, from a scheme standpoint. There's certainly some carryover, but you want to do your best to be as objective as you can, evaluating yourself and them. But, you know, like with teams in your division, oftentimes you go back and you watch previous games and, you know, you try to take the emotion out of it. You try to use it as a tool for evaluation and put your plan together for this next challenge on Sunday.
Jason, what's it been like for you to handle the uncertainty over Ezekiel Elliott, especially this week?
You know, it really has not been a big issue for us. You know, the decisions that are being made are out of our control, and so we're focused on what's in our control. And Zeke's done a really good job just preparing this offseason and, you know, practicing hard and well in training camp. And then, obviously, once the season started, just getting locked in as a preparation for each week's ball game. So that's really where our focus has been, and you know, we're going to control what we can control. And if a decision is made that impacts his situation, we'll determine what that is, and we'll do our best to deal with it one way or the other.
Jason, kind of along those lines, he's a young player, obviously, in his second year. How have you seen him handle the off-field distraction? Have you seen him lock in even as a young guy?
Yeah, I have, and I think our team really respects that. He comes to work and works very hard. He loves football, and he tries to prepare the right way each week to go play his best. And his focus has been excellent all throughout this process.
Hey, Jason, you've played quarterback. You've designed offensive game plans as a coach, and you've seen these guys as an opposing coach a bunch. I'm wondering what you think of what you've seen from the Packers offense without their two tackles and what you're kind of expecting if they have them back, how different the offense will look.
Well, they've obviously done a great job. You know, Mike McCarthy's an outstanding coach, and he and his staff do a great job. And obviously Aaron has been their quarterback there for a long time now and plays the game as well as anybody at that position. So they got a lot of skill around him. They have had some injuries up front, but, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you put the next guy in there. Hopefully you built your team the right way, and then you try to design a game plan where you can help those guys function and thrive, and they've clearly done a really good job of that.
You know, thinking back to when you were a quarterback and then, you know, back when you with Troy and Michael and Dak and Dez, what's the key for a quarterback and a receiver to build up chemistry to where, you know, you have a good quarterback and you have a good receiver, but the two become greater than that together?
Well, it's a great question. I think so much of that has to do with just time on task together, you know, experience working individually, whether you're throwing routes on air or whether you're throwing one-on-ones or seven-on-seven and, 11-on-11 situations, in practice over time and then carrying that to the game. And I think, developing a good personal relationship is important where you communicate with each other and you try to get a feel for what the other guy's thinking and what he may or may not have seen on a particular play. So then you can grow and be ready for that next experience. And both those guys do a fantastic job of that. And they have played a lot of football together. At this point, they're going to play a lot more together, and hopefully they'll continue to get better and better.
Hey, Jason, what goes through your mind as a coach when you see a hit like the one Davante Adams took? And I'm sure, as a coach, you've had to go out there when you've had a player, suffer something like that. And what is it like to get your guys to go on to the next play?
Well, it's obviously a physical game. And anybody who's playing football at this level has played a lot of football up to this point, and they know that. I think the NFL has done a great job making the game safer and really evaluating the rules and going over each situation with a fine-tooth comb and making sure everybody understands the nature of the rules and what they're intended for. We want to play the game at a high level. We want to play the game at a physical level, but at the same time, we want to keep the game safe. So I think the players respect that. I think they understand that. I think they're doing a really good job trying to uphold those ideals in our game. Obviously, there's still hits that happen that are very physical, and players get hurt each week, and nobody wants that. But I think guys understand, what the challenges are each week, and hopefully they handle them the right way on both sides of the ball.
You've retooled your whole DB group since last year's game. How's that group come together?
I think they've done a nice job this year in a short period of time. Obviously, we haven't been perfect. We've had different combinations of guys playing in the secondary. We had some veteran guys who went elsewhere in free agency. So, we drafted some young guys. We're trying to get them integrated. And at times, guys have done a really good job. Other times, obviously, we haven't done as good a job as we want to. We're working hard to try to rectify those things. But it's good to see the combination of guys are playing. It's good to see the influx of youth on our team.